still take it now.
What have you done?
Hi. What?
What have you done?
No, that was Alder Moan's fault. She screwed up again.
Have you got it now?
Yeah, I've got it now. We're on now.
Good.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
We have to... I'll explain what happened. We have different studios at Radio 1.
You have to take control of the station, don't you?
We have an offer and take system where Nimone will offer and I will take. And so I said to her, are you offering? And she goes, yeah. And I go, great. And then didn't press a button to take. So she's finished and I'm here going... pressing buttons and talking and no one could hear me.
So have we got it now?
Yes, we've got it now.
Right.
And Nimone's still on.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Nimone.
Hi, Nimone.
Hello and goodbye.
Hi. Are you off?
Well, yeah, in a minute.
Okay.
Have a nice one.
What time do you leave the building normally?
Oh, about 10 o'clock. In about 5 minutes' time.
5 minutes' time, so 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
So this is the only bit of our show you ever get to hear?
No, I listen diligently.
What does that mean, Dave?
a lot.
Right, okay. Well, thank you very much.
Have a nice time.
I'll see you in Leeds for the weekend.
Okay, see you
in the music show.
The music bit.
The music show, yes.
All right, see you there.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Right, should we start again?
Yep.
Right. Your morning's just got better. The savior is here. His aftershave is Old Spice. His breath still stinks of beer. He laughs at famous people cause he just doesn't care. He looks like Terry Wogan but he's got his own hair. Rock and roll, here we come. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1. That'll do, there you go. Great start this morning.
It's going to be good today, I think.
I've never done that before, ever. Right, I'm off in the studio. Do you want to take it? Yeah. Just didn't take it. If you ever get a job at Radio 1 and you're in the offer-take situation, on the take side, make sure you take, OK?
It's boogie.
Thank you very much. Little tip for you.
They say that everything you go through in life, that's what you become.
Sorry about that, Dominic. They ruined your record.
She has ruined it. She's talking all over it.
I know. Stella 1980. So we're off and running now. Here we are. Do you know what it's like, Dave? It's like the kickoff is at 7, all right? And the first bit of the show is like when the players are out just, you know, passing the
warming
ball. Warming up. That's all it is.
So now it's time to rock.
That's right. Do you want to know what the Let's Rock track is that they've given us after the news?
Oh, is it a corker?
Do you want to hear it?
Yep.
So get ready for that Let's Rock coming up. Let's get some news from Dominic and sport from Juliet. It's 7 o'clock.
More than 500,000 get their GCSEs.
And the race to sign Rooney is on.
This afternoon, Radio Newsbeat, 4 minutes past 7.
I actually managed to see a bit of the Olympics yesterday.
Did you enjoy?
Congratulations. I saw a cycling event which seems to be named after my brother.
Kieran?
Yeah.
Which cycling event was that? It was in Madison last night.
Just to go round and round in a circle, up and down on the... It's like the
velodrome, it's called.
Whatever it's called. I thought they kept calling it Kieran. You check, Jules.
Really?
Check, I'm telling you.
Okay.
And Kieran's, you know, obviously not as not as harsh as it used to be. Isn't he? Why? I thought, do you know my brother? But I watched it and I didn't understand it at all. But apparently England did very well or something.
Great Britain, you mean?
That's what I said. Great Britain, right?
Okay, I'm listening.
I saw some fit women who won stuff or something.
I told you they were fit out here.
And and also, I saw some Great Britain girl who seemed Australian to me.
What was she doing?
I think she might have done the athlon.
The what? The triathlon?
One of them.
Oh, they're staying in our hotel.
Really?
Yeah, the triathletes are. Was she tall and blonde?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, she's just downstairs.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, love, you're brilliant! That's just what you want. In the same hotel as you?
Yeah.
So what, just what you want is Jules upstairs above you, drinking till 4 a.m. Love, keep tired! Keep it down! Shut up! Ah, brilliant, yeah. And it's amazing we haven't won even more golds with you in the Olympic hotel with all the athletes.
Oh, you just so don't mean that.
Oh, no, I so do. Chris Moyle Show. Get ready to rock, UK. National Radio 1. Come on, let's go. Right, it's 6 minutes past 7. This is Radio 1. Thursday morning, we're off to Leeds later on today. I'm very, very excited. Here we go, then.
Standing in line to see the show tonight, and there's a light on. You here messing with my mind.
she loves me.
I love Chris.
That's what she says. Justine, who do you love?
I love Chris.
There you go.
Taking it back, I'm taking it back. Taking back my life. Taking it back, I'm taking it back. Taking back my life.
Arsenal didn't do very well last night, did they?
Disappointing result for them, wasn't it?
I tell you, wouldn't you hate to be an Arsenal fan at the moment, you know, as opposed to an Everton fan or Leeds fan or Kidderminster?
You had me, you lost me.
You were the last ones to beat them.
You caused me, I don't want you
in the league.
Yeah, we were. How shocking is that? How many Arsenal fans last night were sitting there going, please don't beat us, please, oh, come on, please beat us. How many Arsenal fans last night, all right, you know, mainly to the blokes, and I know that, you know, there are many, many women Arsenal fans, but how many blokes last night, all women, doesn't matter, whose other half isn't interested in football, and you're trying to have a nice quiet night in, but you've got the Gillette Soccer Saturday, even though it's on a Wednesday thing on.
With Stelling.
Yeah. Mm. Right, let's go to, I can't do his voice. I do a fairly good, he speeds up all the time, then slows back down again.
I like his style.
I like
He's
him.
He's good.
You don't know what we're talking about, do you, Alan?
Not Jeff Stelling.
Yeah.
Not He's a legend.
Is he?
Mm. Where were they playing yesterday?
Arsenal
Was
were,
it Blackburn?
They were playing Blackburn.
Were they at home?
I don't know. Anyway, let's say they were at Highbury. I don't think they were. I think they were away. I'm not sure. Anyway, let's go to Highbury and find out, have they done and broken a record? Let's go out. And then speaks really, really fast and then slows back down again.
They were home. It was Highbury.
Was it? Mm. That's what he does. But how many people last night were just kept flicking over going, to watching the scores, come on. Let's go to Highbury where, and he'll go, no. Yes, we're 1-0 up, yes. It's the awful teasy thing, isn't it?
43 games unbeaten.
Congratulations.
Fantastic record.
Well, there you go. I think they might do well this season.
I think so.
Who have?
Arsenal. They've been beaten in the league for 43 games.
Right.
Do you know what that means?
Means they're doing very well.
Yep. Yes.
Well, it does, you know, that's the top and bottom of it.
All last season, right?
Yeah.
Nobody beat Arsenal.
Right.
So far this season, nobody's beaten Arsenal. That's so, wow. You see that?
That's amazing.
That's amazing, isn't it?
That's really good.
They had, last season, almost the entire opposite to Leeds' season.
Didn't you start the link by saying not a good result last night?
Yeah, we were
being sarcastic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Arsenal have now broken, or, you know, they've got a new English...
A broken Forest record.
Yeah.
Wow, who's Forest?
Nottingham Forest.
Jesus. Don't throw too many names
in. Link overboard.
And tell me exactly what position you hold at Aberystwyth Football Club.
I don't.
Go on.
Vice President.
Vice President, there you go.
Well, yeah.
Honorary Vice President, though.
Good of the Welsh teams, obviously, just not these English ones.
Right. How are ABBA getting on this season?
Great.
Yeah. Where are they in the league?
They're top.
Top?
Ish.
Top?
Yeah.
Are they really?
The top three.
The top three?
Five.
When do they play next?
Saturday.
Who are they playing?
I need to check my facts on that one.
Home or away?
Home.
Right. When was the last time you went?
I haven't been home for ages, so right. Last season. Good. But I'll go this season, I promise.
Yeah. Stay there.
During this record, I'm just going to check whether they are home or away, and whether they are top.
No.
Are you interested?
Not really. Well, you can if you want, but...
Just out of interest,
yeah,
you know.
Could be something to do during the Keane record. See who can find out the information first, Al.
Be me, then, because I'm the one on the internet. Many lives we
lived and each day. I think you're sixth in the league at the moment, by the way, Alan.
Sorry, ABBA. Don't
laugh at me. The winner takes it all. Don't look away. You'll follow me back. We're up to Leeds today. Oh, we'll be on the train later. Chugging up north of the GNER. And tonight in Leeds, this afternoon, 5:30 to 6:30, it's our first ever book signing. And we want you there, please, at the Leeds Metropolitan University Bar, the Met Bar, in Leeds, 5:30 book signing tonight. Right?
Right.
So make sure you're there, please. Book signing. We want as many people as possible. How many people do we want there, Alan?
as many people as possible.
That's right. So 5:30 to 6:30, all you got to do is bring a book, no Bibles or porn, and you can have it signed by your favourite member of the team, Allard or Dave or Rachel or Dominic or me.
Can they do all of us?
Yes.
Pardon? Well, they've got a lot of stamina up in Leeds. So, if you want to come and meet us tonight, 5:30 to 6:30, we're only doing it for an hour. Find out where it is. It's the Met Bar in Leeds. It's the one on the corner opposite Dry Dock, right? Good, the big boat bar thing. Get there for, get early. Get there early.
To ensure your disappointment.
That's right. 5:30 to 6:30, Metropolitan University Bar, the Met Bar in Leeds. Turn up with a book. We'll sign it. Thank you very much. It's 7:21. Yes.
Playing tomorrow.
Aberystwyth. Yeah, who are they playing again?
Avon Lido.
That's right. And what league is that?
League of Wales. Do you want the full title?
Yep.
The Vauxhall Masterfit Welsh Premier Table.
Just rolls off the tongue, doesn't it? Who's that? Is that team playing on Saturday that I want to go and see?
Airbus UK.
Airbus UK. I want to go see them.
Is that a 7:30 start?
Yeah. What?
I'll be there.
When?
Tomorrow night. I'm going back to ABBA.
I thought you were with us tomorrow night.
No, I'm leaving after the show.
Okay.
So I'll,
Did you know that, Dave?
No.
I didn't know that either.
I thought you did know.
No. I knew you went out for Saturday.
Oh, I apologise.
So we're going to Leeds and you can't be asked to hang out with us at all.
I'm hanging out with you tonight.
Right, that's because you have to be there for work on Friday morning. That's you true. Have no option.
I wanted to make a bank holiday weekend of going home to Wales.
Right,
so
okay.
I'm driving. Oh,
that was nice of him to tell us, wasn't it? So that's it. So our great big show team outing this weekend is going to be great.
I'm not coming either.
No, I know you're not.
It's you and me, isn't it?
Yeah. Well. Hello?
Dominic's there.
Yeah, Dominic's there. Dominic said to me, will you go to the festival on Friday night to see some bands? Yes, I think I will. I'd like to go. All right, Dominic, I'll sort you out then, all right.
Will's there?
Hey?
We'll be there?
Yeah, that's great. So I think we're going to go see Supergrass tomorrow night at the Leeds Festival. Which is going to be great. Right, buzz off then. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
81199 is the text number. 81199. Buzz on or buzz off. I brought in another CD from home and today, Dave will love it. Are you ready?
I am, yes. We don't have to take our clothes off.
That's right.
To have a good time.
That's right. 1986, boys and girls. If you're a young'un, you might not remember, but if you're slightly older like Dave, you'll remember Jermaine Stewart. I've got this on 12-inch.
Again, it doesn't surprise me.
Rare. If you've never heard this song before, you're going to love it. You're going to be amazed you even got to this point in life without hearing it. The lyrics are brilliant. Check it out.
Not a word. Quick hit, that's your game. Girl, I'm not a piece of meat. Stimulate my brain. Not as young, so are we. Let's get to know each other better, slow and easily. Take my hand, let's hit the floor. Shake your body to the music, maybe then you score. So come on, baby.
Just text him with ha 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 buzz on. See, they're living it, Dave.
It's quality.
Na 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 na. Tell him, Jermaine.
Just slow down. If you want me, a man wants to be approached cool and romantically. I've got needs just like you. Give me conversations.
don't make him like that anymore, Dave.
Quality pop music.
At a price you can afford.
Telling you, Rachel.
Everyone looked like they were really enjoying it.
I was enjoying
it. Rachel Buzz.
Dave Buzz. Aled Buzz.
There you go.
Enjoyed that a lot. Got to number two.
67%. Oh, you found out the internet works every then on that computer.
It's now started, yeah.
67% of people buzzing on. Small number of people. I was quite surprised. 1986, it was the brilliant Jermaine Stewart with We Don't Have to Take Our Clothes Off to Have a Good Time. Aha. Uh-huh. We can dance and party all night.
And drink some cherry wine.
Cherry wine.
Aha.
Uh-huh. Aha. Uh-huh. Genius. Outcast are just the Jermaine Stewart of today, aren't they?
Yeah, but not as good.
Well, that's true, yeah.
Aha.
Uh-huh. Aha. Uh-huh. Cherry wine.
Someone it was just saying.
Yes.
This is interesting.
Yeah, there you go.
He was never sure whether Jermaine Stewart was a man or a woman. And I said, that's funny, because I still don't know.
Jermaine Stewart is a man.
I'm still not sure.
Well, I'm not sure.
Jermaine Stewart is a man.
But that voice.
You know nothing. BBC Radio 1. Jermaine Stewart is a man, right? Like, Jermaine Jackson is a... I see your point there. Okay, I'll look into it. I'll try and find out for you. Anyway, if you just switched on, you've already missed Jermaine Stewart. We don't have to take a colours, that's have a good time. And Outkast and Roses. Oh, the music's great today. Coming up, Maroon 5 and Basement Jacks. But we'll also have a live track for your chance to win Reading and Leeds tickets. The track you're listening out for today is The Darkness. I Believe in a Thing Called Love, right?
Right.
Sometime between now and the end of the show, when you hear The Darkness singing live, get on the phones, you can win tickets for either Reading or Leeds. You choose. Let's get some news from Dominic at 7:31.
And the main news this morning is all about exams again. More...
They go out 3-2, and Arsenal have set that new English League record of 43 games unbeaten.
Bergkamp, clever ball into the penalty area. Thierry Henry scores!
Corner, which Henry whips in. It's a second goal for Arsenal. It took a touch on the line. That's a poor back pass. Henry seizes on it. Henry shoots. Good save from Friedel, but Henry's got another chance. Takes his time to Reyes, and Reyes scores.
3-0 against Blackburn.
Juliet.
Charlton beat.
Who's that? Who's that doing the commentary? I'm five live.
That would be David Oates. Was that really awful?
He just sounds a bit, he sounds just like you, actually.
Oh, thanks. Charlton beat Aston Villa by the same score, 3-0. Southampton lost 2-1 at home to Bolton, whilst there were draws for Newcastle and Norwich and West Brom Spurs. That in the Barclays Premiership. Carling Cup wins for Forest, Reading, Coventry, Sheffield Wednesday and Notts County. Dundee United and Livingston reached the third round of the CIS Insurance Cup. Now, still don't know if Paula's going to run the 10,000 metres.
Go on, Paula.
Yeah, girl, I've got tickets, actually, for the athletics tomorrow night, so that's a bonus, if she will. Lots of confusion, though, over this. Seriously, she's certainly been training this week. I've been told she's already been registered, which is one of the issues. The handbook's got her down to run two, but that doesn't necessarily mean that she will run. That's what we're looking for, really, and that's a real issue this morning. Bradley Wiggins has a full set of Olympic medals here in Athens. He got a third place finish in the cycling last night. Teammate Rob Hales was with him. Kelly Holmes runs in the 1500 metre semi-finals, and Steve Backley, he starts the javelin.
And the weather dry with some sunshine for most of us today, but cloud and rain will move into Scotland and Northern Ireland later.
Yes. One Road
Travel. It's B Road Swansea Thursdays, the B4603. Traffic lights have stopped working on Woodfield Street there, both ways at the Crown Street Junction in Morriston. One Road
Travel. Yes.
On Radio 1. 7:36.
Mate, seriously, really shocking news. Jermaine Stewart, dead.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
No.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. Died in 1997.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, well, do you know what? You know, Dave and I have talked about it. Since we met, we've always had this song in common, because we've always talked about it as like, oh, Jermaine Stewart, remember that? Right? Great record, though. Mm-hmm. Great pop record. And he's dead.
And he died in the year that we met.
How strange.
How bizarre.
You've got to be so careful with these celebrities. You never know whether they're alive or dead. Mm. Well, some of you do. You throw on telly, something like that. But you know what I mean?
Could be a repeat.
So there you go. Born in 1957.
That means he was 40 when he died.
Yeah, 39, 40, something like that. So there you go.
Oh, bless him then. Good record.
Rest in peace, Jermaine. Mm-hmm.
Good record, but it's brought the mood down a bit, isn't it?
Well, no, but we're still playing his music after his death.
It's a tribute.
Yeah.
So it lives on, in a way.
That's right, yeah.
Can we play it again?
Do you know what? Didn't he ever hit with Say It Again?
I don't know.
Say it again, baby. And in the morning, I'm completely on my own.
Don't remember that one at all.
Rachel?
1987.
Get in!
I know my facts.
She
on Jermaine Stewart.
She's
yes, I do.
She did. Internet.
She knew that. Sing it again, baby. If anybody remembers Jermaine Stewart, just send in your thoughts and memories about him on the text to 8199.
What's that noise? Is that Juliet?
It is.
No, it's a lorry.
I thought it was your stomach.
It's easy to confuse the two, though, isn't it, to be honest, my darling?
Thank you.
Windy Miller live from Athens.
Windy Miller, get lost, Tom.
So tomorrow, we're live from Leeds.
Hooray!
And we're doing the book signing tonight, which Juliet, sadly, is going to miss.
I know. So it can't be a team event, can it?
Well, yeah. Well, it is. It's a team, you know, a happy team event without Juliet. But there'll be Dominic and Dave and Rachel and Alan and myself all signing books tonight, 5.30 to 6.30 at the Met Bar in Leeds. It's the Metropolitan University Bar. 5.30 to 6.30. Get there early to ensure disappointment, as Dave says. Bring a book, no Bibles or porn, and you can have it signed by the whole team, apart from Juliet.
Well, then it won't be that exclusive, will it?
No.
But then I'll do a post-it for you.
Yeah. We'll work on that for later. But everybody, we want as many people as possible there. And if you're going to the Leeds Festival, so maybe get up there early, right? Pitch your tent, and then come into Leeds, come into town. It'll take you about 15 minutes, and then meet us, get your book signed, and we're gonna all get drunk. Hooray!
Brilliant.
This week we're going to Leeds, which is the place of Chris's birth. It gave us Jimmy Savile and Chris's massive girl. Live at the Leeds Festival. There's lots of famous bands, but the only thing that interests Chris are all the bloody food stands.
A bit out of order, that one.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
It's 20 to 8. Five, she will be loved. It's 7:47. Good morning. Lots of games the other night. Then last night, Arsenal doing very well again, and super happy. Great. Leeds didn't play, but you know what can you do?
It's a bit Huddersfield the other night.
No, I know. I was quite pleased with that. Did you hear about the Yeovil Town game?
Yeovil Town game or the Yeovil Town draw?
Yeovil Town draw. Well, the game with Plymouth.
No.
Okay. This in the paper today. I didn't hear about this. This is brilliant. So, they're playing a game, and player's injured.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do? You got the ball, you see the player's injured, so what do you do?
Kick it out.
That's right. So you just huff it down the line, right? He scores.
Okay. What, when he's trying to kick it out?
Yeah. Okay?
Yeah.
So, he's kicked it, and the goalkeeper's not ready. Ball just sails right into the net. And the referee's got to give it. You've got to give it. It's 1-0. Mm-hmm. So, the manager's like, well, that's a little bit unfair. I mean, we scored, but still, it's a bit ungentlemanlike. So what we'll do is, 1-0 to us, and then when the ref blows a whistle, I order all my players to stand still so that Plymouth can then score and equalise, and then we're back on level peggings.
They didn't, did they?
Yeah,
did they really?
Yeah. And you can see this photos in the paper today, just of all the players just kind of standing there.
Fantastic.
While one guy kind of kicks off and just walks right up to the goal, knocks it in, lovely, right, let's start again. Page 33 of today's Sun, have a look at that.
See that on Question of Sport next year.
I'm telling you, how great is that? But you just think, you know, how many teams would have gone, I know, well, you know, fair's fair, we scored.
I would have kept it.
We'll take it.
Yeah, I would have kept it, personally.
That's great.
These things happen.
I like that.
Hey. You got Swindon in the cup, by the way.
Oh, is that what we've got?
Mm.
Do you know what? The thing is, with Leeds United, it doesn't matter whether it's Arsenal or Swindon, you know. Everyone can potentially beat us, so what do you do? Anyway, what am I doing? Alan's bringing in the breakfast, so we have to make...
we can have breakfast if you want.
No, you're all right. Where's my list? Oh, in there. Okay, right. Going to play a quick game with you, Dave.
Okay.
Because you know we're talking about Jermaine Stewart.
Yep.
We don't have to take our clothes off to have a good time.
Uh-huh.
Right. We played the record this morning. We didn't realise that he died in 1997. which was a shame.
Mm.
And who'd have thought? So we're going to play a very kind of brief game of Dead or Alive with you.
Oh, that sounds nice.
If you fancy doing that.
Yeah, okay.
I read out the name of a celebrity, and you have to tell me whether they're dead or alive.
Okay.
In tribute, Simon Mayo, who, by the way, is still alive.
That's...
Yes, he is.
And on Five Alive.
Five Alive?
Mm-hmm.
Are those little fruit juice drinks?
Yeah.
And they're five fruits in one go?
Yeah. They still make those.
Okay. I'm going to stop this link, and Rachel will now explain.
You see, I did say to you, it's quite complicated to find the list, and now
no,
I'm
you said,
to...
you said
no.
There's loads.
I said there's...
Your words to me were there's loads.
No, I said there's loads, but it's quite difficult to find the list.
God's sake. So we don't have the list?
No.
Okay. Right.
So when you say there's loads, what you mean is that there's plenty of famous people who are
there's
now dead.
There's not actually one comprehensive list.
Yes, there is. I'm telling you.
You look. Find it then.
All right, look.
So we need to find a comprehensive list of dead or alive famous people.
Okay, well, it was worth a try. I'm just trying to type in...
Dead or alive quiz.
Well, no, I'm trying to type in a URL, which may kind of help me out.
Right. What, dead celebrities?
Yes.
.com. Yes. No, this doesn't work. No, I'm quite surprised by that, actually. Here we go. Deadpopstars.com. No. I'm quite surprised.
Have you tried deadoralive.com?
I'm thinking it might be...
Actually, that might be kind of Pete Burns.
Pete Burns'
yeah,
band.
You spin me right round.
Right round, baby, right round.
Like a record, baby.
Right round. No, here comes Dominic Burns to bail us out of the
Hi
link.
There.
Go on.
Hi. Man of news and authority. Yes. There is a website called deadoralive.com, so I just found it.
Huh.
You're going to make me look stupid now.
See, mine says site in progress.
No, mine's site, you know, done. Hang on a sec.
Is that .com?
I thought it was.
Right.
Let me have a quick look.
Okay, yeah. Great.
Famous dead people I put in.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm trying to do. www.famousdeadpeople.com.
Do it as a search.
That's going to be a site, right? Famousdeadpeople.com.
Do famous dead people in the search engine, and then it should give you deadoralive.com.
Voila.
Do you know what? Let's work on this. This is like Dominic's conversation in song lyrics link from yesterday. It's a great idea, but we hadn't thought it through properly.
I think we're nearly there, aren't we, Dom?
Well, we'll work
we're
it.
We're almost there, yeah.
I tell you what, Dave, I'll work on it for after 8 o'clock.
Okay.
It's an after 8 dead or alive feature.
Let's save it for prime time.
It's a tribute to Simon Mayo, who is alive, by the way.
On Five Alive.
That's right.
9:09 in 6:93, news and sport from the BBC.
There you go. You're dying to work there, aren't you?
Yeah.
Why don't they let you do 6:06 one week?
I don't know.
Seriously, they let that idiot Spoony do it. Why don't they let you do it?
I don't know.
Yeah, Spoony here. Yeah, Chappers does it. What does Chappers know about football? Nothing, exactly, Dave. I know. Yes, Dominic.
I have found a decent website.
Don't let Dave see it, though. We're going to have to work on this for later.
It's split into sections. You can have...
Don't tell me it too much.
Okay.
Right?
It's sectioned.
All right, okay. You should be sectioned. Right, Reading and Leeds, then. Where are you going this weekend, Dominic?
Reading... Leeds. Sorry. Blimey. Reading and Leeds, no. Leeds.
Who are you looking forward to seeing?
Supergrass. Tomorrow night.
Friday night, you and me.
Yeah.
Are you up for Supergrass Friday night?
I am.
Yeah, but...
Go on. Well, no, I want to go to the festival tomorrow.
Yeah.
Friday.
Yeah, yes. That's Friday
it
night.
It starts Friday. Yeah. However, I have to be back for 8:30.
Why?
Because I've got to pick the missus up. So,
turn it in, she can get a cab.
What I thought I'd do is see some of the earlier acts.
I'll tell you what, actually, to be fair, 8:30, Supergrass won't be until...
10.
Half nine,
maybe you'll make it.
You can see the streets, Dave.
Well, that would be good enough for me.
Streets probably on main stage about 6-ish. Mm.
Do you know who I want to see? Tomorrow, this is the Leeds lineup, by the way. I know this will be Sunday for Reading, tomorrow for Leeds. I want to see Placebo,
who are fantastic. Live.
Yeah, really like
seen
Placebo.
Them before.
I'm curious to see a bit of 50 Cent, if I'm really honest. Mm. But Supergrass are the main ones for me. More so than Green Day, because I've seen Green Day before. And I've seen Supergrass before, but I haven't seen them for years. And I've just... That 10-year best of Supergrass is brilliant.
We saw Green Day at the Leeds Festival when they set fire to their drum kit.
Yeah.
And we had to be evacuated out of the area for safety reasons.
Anyway, so Radio 1 is in Leeds for the whole weekend, for the Reading and Leeds Festival. As I said already, when you hear us play a live track by The Darkness, that will be your cue to call. Do you like that, Dom?
It's very good.
And you can choose either Reading or Leeds tickets, so we'll give you a pair if you are the chosen caller. So when you hear Darkness live, get on the phones and you can be going to the festival this weekend. Recorded at Tina Park, according to Rachel. You know, on the, you know, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, 2 days before the festival starts. Sounds like 20 people there. I think that's the Maid of Vale gig.
Sounds like
that. You and I went to.
And if it was, then that'll be us clapping on the end.
Well, that's for Joe Wiley's show, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Darkness, I Believe in a Thing Called Love, live. Congratulations to Gareth from Tadcaster.
Hey!
Who's obviously going to go to the Leeds Festival, I say, obviously. If you don't know where Tadcaster is, you might not know, but Homage Breweries. He's going to the Leeds Festival, which means he gets access to the Radio 1 tent.
Very good.
Or the drinky tent, whatever. Mm-hmm. As much Ribena as you can handle. Yes?
Yes.
Well, I thought you were waving at me.
Oh, nothing.
What did no. You put your hand up?
Scratching my nose.
Oh, okay. And also, Rachel will be scratching her nose. There you go. So more tickets with Joe Wiley from 10 this morning for Reading or Leeds. This weekend. Busy all weekend, I'm telling you.
Isn't it just?
Very busy weekend. Me and Dominic going to be rocking out to Supergrass on Friday night. Mm-hmm. Comedy Dave going to be standing at the train station waiting for his missus.
Let's rock.
Oh! Right, coming up, a great song from Madonna from a few years ago. We'll play the 411 and Dumb and the new Armin van Helden record because Rachel really likes it. Let's get some news and sport from Dominic and Juliet. It's Woman in Past Eight.
More top grades as thousands get their GCSEs.
The race is on to sign Rooney and Paul has entered for the 10,000 metres.
BBC Radio 1 Newsbeat.
You're on Newsbeat. 4 minutes past eight now.
Just having a little cough there. Didn't realise the microphone was still on, Dom.
Sorry.
Right. Good. Ready?
Yep.
Lovely. Yes. Nice. Leeds then this afternoon, 5.30 till 6.30. You have to turn up to the Met Bar in Leeds with a book, no Bibles or porn, and you can have it signed by the whole of this show, apart from Juliet, but that doesn't really matter, does it, Charles?
There's one suggestion, excuse me, about the Juliet thing, is that if people bring a stamped addressed envelope, then Juliet can sign it and send it back to them.
Oh. But she'll have loads to do.
Or we could forge her signature.
Oh, that'd be more fun.
Yeah.
It's very loopy, my signature.
Oh, yeah, it is.
For the rest of you.
Yeah, thanks, love.
Okay, so do you want to have a quick game of Simon Mayo inspired Dead or Alive? All of everyone?
Who, me? Yes,
all
please,
of you, if you want.
Yeah, all right. Mm.
You up for it, Jules?
Yep, okay, well up for it.
All right, let's start with you then. Are you ready?
Okay.
Okay. Karen Carpenter.
Dead.
Dead.
Okay,
sorry.
Are you Jules?
Right, I'm with you. One each, is it?
That's
Let's
a draw.
Start with you, Jules.
Okay.
Which bit of that statement did you feel as though you should join in on?
I wasn't listening.
Right. What did you say, Jules?
I said dead.
Karen Carpenter is dead. Dominic, Richard Carpenter.
Is alive.
Correct. Mm. Dave, Kim Carnes, who sang Betty Davis Eyes.
Alive.
Correct. Juliet.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas Dolby. Do you remember him?
Mm. Alive.
Are these
yes!
Are these alphabetical?
Yeah, they probably are, yeah. I can move around, it doesn't bother me. Dominic. Bobby McFerrin.
I'm saying dead.
He's still alive.
Oh.
Good morning, Bobby.
Hello, Bobby.
Dave. Andy Gibb.
Dead.
Yes, he's dead.
He was the youngest one. He wasn't one of the Gibb brothers. Well, no, he was a Gibb brother, but he wasn't in the Bee Gees.
Juliet.
Mm-hmm.
Morris Gibb.
Ooh. Alive.
Dead. Dominic. Robert Palmer.
Sadly, no longer with us.
I was really upset by Robert Palmer's death.
About a year ago, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yep. Comedy Dave. Nancy
alive.
Sinatra. No, not Comedy
alive.
Dave. Nancy Sinatra is alive. Juliet.
Yep.
Rick Springfield.
Alive?
Yes. Dominic, Dusty Springfield.
Dead.
Correct. Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Frank Zappa.
Frank Zappa is dead.
Correct. Juliet, Chubby Checker.
Dead.
Wrong, he's alive. Okay, what's that?
I think that's an alarm.
Is that your hotel alarm?
No, it's just gone off.
Okay, right then.
It's stopped now.
All right. Dominic, Jerry Lee Lewis.
Dead.
He's alive.
Ooh. I didn't know that. I thought he was dead.
No, he's dead. He's rock and roll greats. Del Shannon, who had a hit with Runaway.
I'm going to say that he is dead.
Correct, he is dead. Okay, so on the end of that dead pop and rock and roll performers category, you all scored very highly. Well done, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's all right.
Does anyone else feel uncomfortable with it?
Why?
I don't know.
What, on a taste issue?
Yeah. Afraid to get known, really. Okay.
Do you know, actually, because Rachel's quite all right with this feature, I might run the Deadpool pester and see if we can get that going.
You've been trying to do that since 1998.
Years I've been trying to do the Deadpool.
What's that?
What?
You pick, right, you start in January and you all pick about 10 celebrities each.
Oh, we can't do that.
Why not?
It's sick.
No.
Oh, right. I see, yeah. It lasts for about,
so the game's always on running, you see.
For the length of the show, whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
And then, you know, you tally up by the end of the year, you see who, you know, so, I don't know, let's say someone pops the clogs in March, you know, woo, 10 points type thing.
Yeah.
You know, and that's, but obviously, you know, you choose an old person who's, like, hanging, then you get a few points, but you go for someone random, you know, who's at their prime, and if they, you know, go, sadly, then you get, obviously, more points. Why you are looking at me as if I'm really sick?
Because you are.
Okay, all right, fair enough. Then we won't play anymore then.
Dominic reads the news and Juliet reads the sport. They're both fully trained journalists, so we won't end up in court. Dom's a married man who's into soul and funk. And Juliet is only happy when she's very drunk.
8:10, good morning.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
So we're going to Leeds, live on the air in Leeds tomorrow. Getting ready for the big Leeds part of the Reading and Leeds Festival. Tonight, 5:30, the Met Bar in Leeds. Bring a book for our big book signing. We will see you there. It's the 411 and Dumb. 8:18. It's Thursday morning. Good morning from Radio 1. We'll play Armin van Helden in a second, because Rachel really likes it.
I like that as well.
And Dave really likes it. And we'll play some Justin Timberlake for Alad, because he really likes it. Oh, we'll play Black Eyed Peas. Oh, we'll play Black Eyed Peas and Justin Timberlake. And then Alad will explode with excitement. So this afternoon, then, it's the book signing. You know, this works so well. When I in the pub last night, one pint, and then I went home. Can you believe that? Anyway, mate goes, what are you doing up in Leeds? So we're doing our book signing. Our whole team are going somewhere, and we're doing our first book signing. But you don't have a book. No, you bring your own.
Oh, I like it.
So I told you it's a good idea, didn't I?
So it's the Met Bar in Leeds, which is opposite Dry Dock, which is the bar, which is a boat. And if you know Leeds, then you should know where it is. Just on the corner opposite Dry Dock is the Met Bar. It's the Metropolitan University Bar. From 5:30 to 6:30, only for 1 hour, we'll be signing books. There are rules, which we'll have on display. There are no Bibles and no porn. We won't sign those.
We're not hanging around after 6:30 for any stragglers at the back of the queue.
No kissing or touching if you're a dog.
All physical contact is at the discretion of the individual team member.
That's right. No soiled clothing, I believe.
No work boots.
Yeah, that's it.
No dogs except guide dogs.
No woman, no cry.
Mm-hmm. No ball games.
Yeah. All those things. And rowdiness and boisterous behaviour will not be tolerated.
Under any circumstances.
And then my favourite rule, which is once you've had your book signed, the team requests that you leave in a quiet and orderly fashion, respect the fact that this is a residential area. I like that. It's not really, but still. So we're hoping to get a good few people turning up to get the book signed.
I just hope there's more of them than there are us.
Yeah.
Do you think they will?
I hope there's more than six people, yes.
It'd be really embarrassing, won't it?
Well, yeah. So think of what book you want signed. Or just bring any old bloody book and, you know.
It'd be nice, though, if it was a book that meant something to you.
For us to ruin. No.
Do you know what? Do you know what? I once got my brother's book of Battlestar Galactica signed by Simon Groom, Peter Duncan and Sarah Green off of Blue Peter.
Did you?
Yeah.
I met all them.
So did I. I just told a story there, Rach, about getting my Battlestar Galactica book signed by them.
Well, somebody might have got it signed for you.
No, I met them. They were on a barge on the canal. On the Leeds-Liverpool canal, doesn't matter. But anyway, so we're hoping, I mean, I'd be happy with a few thousand people.
Mm. Oh,
You know?
I mean, we don't want it to be like a roadshow or anything, but...
But just to entice you there, there will be a bar. So, you know, it's a pay bar, but still. You know, Thursday afternoon, get the weekend started early, get your book signed, a few gargles, job's a good one.
It's a great way to end a Friday.
I think so.
We've come up with a solution for Jules as well.
Oh, God.
She's currently faxing through her signature, and I'm going to photocopy lots and lots of copies of it.
God.
So I can give them out then.
It's the Met Bar in Leeds, part of the Metropolitan University, on the corner, opposite Dry Dock, 5:30 to 6:30, we're signing books. Come and join us. Tonight, 5:30, Met Bar in Leeds, get there early. It's 8:22. If you're waking up or you're just sticking your spoon into your breakfast cereal thinking, I've got to go and get my GCSE results later. Jesus. You're popping it, aren't you? And you've been lying to your family going, yeah, I'm fairly confident, And you're absolutely bricking it. Going, I ain't going to get anything.
Did you do GCSEs?
Yeah.
I did, yeah. What'd you get?
Told you, I think I got an E, in, an E or an F in electronics.
Is that it?
Yes, my no, that was my lowest. Oh. I got all my GCSEs, you can argue.
So what did you get then?
Everything. English language, English literature.
But did they have grades?
German science, that kind
German
of thing.
German science?
Yeah, man.
German shepherd.
No. Yeah, home economics, that kind of thing.
I
electronics.
Did home economics.
Did you? Yeah. I didn't, obviously.
I got an A in my GCSE.
Wow.
Wow.
Look at you now. Mm. Great chef.
I'm a good cook.
And, yeah, I did all that, you know, physics and philosophy, psychology.
What did you get? What grades?
A's. Got all A's. Oh, what, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I failed them all. No, I got... Well, O-level equivalent, as they used to say. I got 5 GCSEs.
Oh.
What did you get?
Got 10. 5 Bs, 5 Cs.
Really?
Mm.
Yeah. Well, you know, I earn more money than you and have a better girlfriend.
That is true.
And a nicer car.
It is also just
so
have
you
a
can
car.
Stick your 10 GCSEs up your ass.
My teachers are proud of me now.
Yeah, I bet they are. Well done, Alid, making tea still, are you? You know what I mean? And my teachers are proud of me when I drive past them in my sports car. Eat my dust, Mr. Smith.
And you do.
No, don't go around there anymore, it's rough. No, it's not, actually. I'll take that back, it was a joke. So anyway, if you do have, if you get your exam results today and you do go, oh my God, I'm going to get murdered and you don't know what you're going to do, don't panic is the line that we use on the Radio 1. There's the exams helpline, which basically is a load of people, and we said this on the air before already, we said it about the A-levels and all the AS stuff. If your results aren't exactly what you're hoping for, or if they are what you're hoping for, or maybe they're even better than you thought, and you're thinking, hang on, I might be able to do, you know, something better than, you know, the same college where Dave went to. Ring up the number. It's 0808 100 8000. The line's open at 9 o'clock, and it's free, and it's confidential and all that. So make a note of the number, stick it in your phone, and then later on today, if you're on your own, if you don't want to be embarrassed by ringing up because you feel like a div, do it when no one's looking. 0808 100 8000, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they will help you out. Hi, I've just got my GCSE results. Okay, and how were they? Well, put it this way. I'm standing outside the pub waiting for it to open. It's only 10:30, love. Right, we can help you. That kind of thing.
GCSEs.
What?
That'd be wrong.
What?
GCSEs. Let me be 15.
16.
16.
I suppose you can if you're having a meal with your parents, can't you?
Listen, I'm not endorsing anybody to break the law and underage drink, but that's what I did when I got my results.
Did you?
I got slaughtered. But I wouldn't recommend it to anyone. It's dreadful. Anyway, I went around to a mate's house, right, and I had some Sambuca and a pot of noodle. Put this way, the pot of noodle didn't last as long as the Sambuca did. That's all I'm saying. So, went back to the school. There's two headmasters on stage.
Woohoo!
But don't do it. I wouldn't recommend it, because look at me now. I'm all successful and good-looking. Anyway, 0808 100 8000 is the number.
What?
It's a good job you're not at the other end of the phone line. All these people,
go and have a drink,
you know, with problems and ringing up for sort of educational direction.
Let's not lie. Let's not beat about the bush, okay? There are some people out there, and the exam results mean everything to them, but, you know, and to be honest as well, there's a lot of people, generally people that, you know, I would hang around with, who aren't really that fussed. You know, and there are also people who are going, well, I'm thick anyway, so I'm not going to do that well. Mm. But actually, you may have options open to you.
Either way, you should ring the number.
That's right. Ring them up anyway and just tell them what you got.
They'll be interested.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Show off a little bit.
Yeah.
Hi, I just like to say, yes, hello, my name's Aled. I got 5 A's and 5 B's. Okay, what's your problem? I don't have one. I'm just bragging. Bye. Whoa. I'm off for Pims now with my mate Tarquin. Tally-ho! 0808 100 8000, right?
Nice.
Good.
One life. Live it.
Scott could have read the number out. I read the number out.
Several times.
Stick it in your phone and use it for later on. The line's open at 9 o'clock if you want some advice or you just want to chat about your exam results. It's 0808 100 8000. 0808 100 8000. Right?
Nice. BBC
Radio 1. Get some news from Dominic and take 30.
And the main news this morning is all about exams again. More results are out. This time it's now 8:35.
This week we're going to Leeds, which is the place of Chris's birth. It gave us Jimmy Savile and Chris's massive girth. We're live at the Leeds Festival, there's lots of famous bands. But the only thing that interests Chris are all the bloody food stands. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
This is Secret Student.
You gotta love that Baby Cakes record, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
If you're deaf. 8:42 in the morning. Joe Wiley here at 10 o'clock. Colin Edith back at 1. And no luck, by the way, on us trying to steal their guests. They're hoping to get Billy Connolly on the show on Friday. And we're trying to, we're beating them to it. So if anyone knows Mr. Connolly, would you like to ask him if you'd like to be on our show, albeit on the phone, on Friday morning, because it'll really upset Colin Murray, which is great entertainment.
And also, tell Billy that I've read his book. This might help in us getting him.
Yeah. And I'm going to go and see him in London soon.
I'll come with you.
Great. What, if I get free tickets?
Yep.
Right. Secret Student, then, you know the deal by now. We're looking for a student we're going to support through their uni life. When we say support, we mean more kind of morale support rather than financial support, obviously.
Not giving you a bursary or a grant or anything.
That's right. I'll give you no kind of animal. So, 08700 100 100, anytime, 24 hours a day, press option 3 and leave your message saying why you should be our secret student. And then leave your name and your phone number, right?
Yep.
Right, do you want to hear more?
Yep.
Boy or girl?
Girl.
Here we go.
Hi, I'm a girl from down south, and I should be going to a brilliant university filled with lovely ladies in very, very tight jogpers. Mm. You'll also be able to watch me put my hand up a cow's bottom for the first time in my career.
Wow.
So if you want to have a laugh and go out and have a good time, then I'd like to be your secret student.
So she's studying media?
No, I think she's probably doing agricultural studies.
Do you know what, as well, because we can tell she recorded that, she left that message in front of a mate or two.
Because she's smiling as she says it.
You can
she's showing off as well.
Yeah, so no to her then, yeah?
Yeah, I don't like the idea of
girl. Boy or a girl?
Boy.
I'm a Yorkshire lad. In a couple of weeks' time, I'm off to university, doing a bit of a practicing course. Can't wait, really. It's going to be a good laugh, actually. Come back from a trip from Ibiza, a couple of my friends, that was a good laugh as well, and that's pretty much what I'm about, really. A little bit of drinking, like a bit of football as well, like the Leeds United.
Yeah,
I'd really like a little bit of help from you guys at Radio 1. I could use whatever you've got to give me.
Sounds like he could do with a bit of help.
I've never heard anybody so dull say the word fun so much in 25 seconds. Yeah, just come out from Ibiza, that was fun. I like going out drinking, and fun's like my middle name. Well, it's not, it's Wayne. But if I could change it to fun, look up fun in dictionary, there's a picture of me smiling. Maybe.
I certainly don't think he was the worst entry.
No.
I think he sounds daft, I think he might be quite fun.
Girl or boy?
Boy.
I'm going up north to university. I'd be a good secret student because I'm honest when I want to be, but I can lie when I need to. I'm looking forward to getting up north because I love eating pies. I'm 5'10" and I'm looking forward to putting on a bit of a weight when I get up there. Pick me, I'm just going to be doing more of the same that I've been doing, but not working at the same time. Okay, cheers. Bye.
All right.
Do you think?
Yeah, all right. You don't think?
Nah.
I think it's all right.
Got any good girls in there?
I don't know. We have girls, but I don't know if they're good or not. Here's another one of the girls.
I'm going to uni in September, and I think I should be your secret student, because I'm not going to be stuck in my room all the time. I want to get out and experience uni life. Also, I'm going with my best mate, so it'd be interesting to see if she could figure out if I'm the secret student, if she realises anything's going on. I'm an ex-Catholic schoolgirl who's ready to let loose, get out and have some fun. Mm. So if you hang out with me for my uni years, you'll be in for a rocky ride. Pick me.
Yeah, I think we'd be in with a chance with her.
Do you reckon?
She sounds loose. Rachel?
Yeah, possibly.
If we helped her out, we could buy her a new phone.
Right, Rachel?
No, I didn't mean it like
that. Yeah, she sounds loose, yeah.
No, she doesn't. I think she sounds... I like the fact that her best mate's going.
Right.
She's doing it with her best mate.
But her best mate might not know.
Hey, how would that work? Anyway. All right, two more, right?
Yep.
Okay, let's go for a bloke.
Hi, I'm a Scottish guy, and I'm...
Oh, sorry, I pressed the wrong button. Only joking. Here we go.
Hi, I'm a Scottish guy, and I'm starting a new course in September, and I'm really looking forward to it. I can't wait. I would love to be a secret student. I've got blue eyes, blonde hair, and I'm quite tall. I'm very secretive, and I would love to share hundreds of gossip to everyone in the United Kingdom.
Hey, weirdo. Mm.
Got a girl to finish it off.
Yeah.
So to speak.
That's it, we're not discussing him anymore then, is that it?
Hey?
Hello. I'd like to meet
but
a
like
student.
But he sounded like he put his voice through one of those voice disguises.
I'd very much like to meet Comedy Dave and shake him by the hand. I've got posters of him everywhere.
Oh.
Got one more before we go.
Okay.
Hi, I'm from the southeast, and I'm going to be going to university 350 miles away, which is quite far, so I'm a bit nervous, but also excited, and I'm really looking forward to the experience. I'll be a great secret student, because I'll embrace the student experience totally, and I'll get involved in everything that's going, and I'm also doing a degree that's very male-dominated, so I'll have lots of stories to tell everybody. So please choose me, because I'll be great, and I want some freebies.
Ruined at the end.
Yeah. You're going to be able to do better than that, please. Leave a message saying why you should be our secret student and a bit of information about yourself. Then leave your name and phone number. Do that by calling 08700 100 100. Usual phone in line, 08700 100 100. But you must press option 3 when you get through, OK?
Mm-hmm.
Secret student coming soon to this show.
If you want to be our secret student, you need to register. Call 08700 100 100, then press option 3. Leave us a message telling us why you think you'd be a great secret student, and if we like you, we'll call you back.
Like you.
That number again, 08700 100 100, then press option 3. One extra.
I wish I could say what we're talking about.
Sometimes it's better off the air, isn't it, than
on.
No.
Oh, it's so incestuous in this building, isn't it?
We'll stick it in a book.
One day.
Wow. Anyway, there you go. Who'd have thought, Allard?
Hello.
Hope you're going to behave yourself in Leeds tonight, young man.
Of course I will. I'll be asleep.
You will not be. We're all going out for a few beers tonight. We're having a team bonding beer session.
I'm back on detox.
I can't do beer.
All right, woo-woos.
Can we go to a vodka bar?
You can if you want.
Let's all go.
Give us a ring. We'll put you on speakerphone. It'll be just like you're sitting with us, but more enjoyable. No, you're coming out with us tonight. We're all going out tonight.
Yeah,
I'm bringing a friend of mine.
Which one?
Hi, I'm a Scottish guy, and I'm starting a new course in September.
Hi, Scottish guy.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, no, it's gone silly.
I don't sound very creepy at all, do I?
Do you want to sign my book?
I love that. Let's just really upset all the die-hard fans of the show. I'm going to call Chris Moyles. I love the show.
Hi, I'm a Scottish guy, and I'm...
get out of it, you freak.
Oh, that's a bit harsh.
No, it's not.
It's not a freak.
No, yes, he is.
Just sounds like Avid Marian Scottish.
Hello.
hello to you. I love celebrities. I want to see Alan's bedroom. I bet he's got posters everywhere. Okay, I'm just doing an impression. Don't think I'm going freaky or anything like that, for God's sake. Book signing in Leeds tonight, 5.30 at the Met Bar, 5.30 to 6.30. Bring a book, we'll get it signed by all the team.
The Friday sun bears down again.
It's 5 to 9.
We'll do Dave's Tedious Link after Lost Profits. And on these longest days we spend.
People have heard us talking about the book signing and they're not getting the message. Book signing? All right, so if I bring my cookbook, you'll sign it? Yes.
Yeah.
That's the idea.
Notebook, cookbook.
It's a book signing. Bring a book. We'll sign the book for you. No Bibles or porn. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's the Met Bar in Leeds, the Metropolitan University Bar. Met Bar in Leeds, 5.30 to 6.30. It's the one on the corner opposite Dry Dock. Dry Dock. Bring a book. Get there before 5.30. We'll start signing at 5.30. And you can have your book signed by Alad. There you go. Right, Dave, Genius Link, are you ready? How to get to today's Genius Link for yesterday's Genius Link? South of the Border, Robbie Williams.
South of the Border was taken from the album Life Through a Lens. The word Lens shares exactly the same word construction as Lens, which is a town in northern France. Northern France is also famous for the production of champagne. Champagne bottles contain a cork. Cork is a county in Southern Ireland and is home to Roy Keane. Keane's lead singer Tom was once mistaken for somebody completely different by Chris Miles at a gig. And in that respect,
no,
shares something
true.
In common with Chris from the Seahorses and Will from Coldplay. Coldplay's more famous frontman Chris Martin shares one name in common with Martin Clunes, who starred in Men Behaving Badly alongside Neil Morrissey. If you remove the Neil part of Neil Morrissey, you're left simply with Morrissey, who I'm looking forward to seeing at the Leeds Festival this Sunday. Sunday is a popular day for goers of church. The plural of church is churches, which tend to have bells. Bells were also traditionally used in the ringing mechanism of a telephone. And if the telephone were to ring and you were to pick it up and answer it in English, your first word would probably be hello, which links us to this morning's Tedious Link track. It is Hello by The Beloved.
Hi, I'm a Scottish guy, and I'm starting a new course in September.
Thank you. Love for that track on the text messages.
No, they're wrong.
Somebody saying, what a pile of rubbish, in fact.
Really?
Yeah. Just as well, you're not part of that 10-hour takeover on Monday. Okay, that was The Beloved and Hello, and here's The Beloved with Hello. I like it.
That's a great record.
Song. Seamless Link?
Yep.
Sure?
Yeah.
100%?
Think so, yeah.
Do you know you always know when Dave's not 100% sure, Alan? Do you know why?
Why?
He looks up to that corner of the studio up there and he just goes, yep.
Like that. Do I?
Yeah. Yep.
I think it's all okay.
A lot of people are disappointed he didn't play Hello by Lionel Richie.
I thought they might be.
Yeah. Hello. Is it me you're looking for? Oh, that girl makes a model of wax out of his head.
Isn't it? Isn't it clay?
Well, whatever. I don't know. Do I? Don't do it.
It'd be a wax.
Well, it couldn't be someone's face made out of wax. No, that would never work.
Well, it could
just
be.
Just ask Madame Two Swords.
I was thinking of...
Oh, I'm sorry. Was that a tut there, Dave? Oh, shut up. Oh, Milesy, you fat pig. God, what are you like? Dave's on the turn. Do you know that?
I think he is.
Well, bearing in mind that he's always said ciao at the end of phone and text conversations. Ciao. Now it tuts.
Ciao's just European,
raises,
you know.
Raises his eyes to the ceiling. Walks around with his hand on his hip. Wearing pink chiffon. All the signs are there.
I've got any pink chiffon.
Yes, you have.
Don't even know what a chiffon is.
It's the opposite of
no.
You can say
chiffon.
Yeah, you can
there's
say,
nothing wrong with that. Say, Rachel, stop looking worried.
Shift off. You can say
shift
that.
Off and a chiffon.
Oh.
I'm looking forward to today, me. I think it'll be fun.
I'm getting my hair cut, especially for tonight.
Are you?
Yeah. Well, you know, the fact that it's long, but I'm going to do that. And I really hope. I just hope there's going to be lots of people at the book signing. If there's not, we'll look stupid.
get out quicker, though, won't we?
Wherever you live, if you can, make it to Leeds tonight. Bring a book. Bring one of your favourite books.
No Bibles or porn.
And we'll sign it. And we're doing the book signing for an hour at the Met Bar in Leeds. From 5.30 to 6.30. So I get there about 5 o'clock.
You won't be disappointed.
And there's a bar.
Which is great.
You know what I mean?
We've been there before.
It's raining outside. You know, pop in, get yourself nice and dry.
You can drink without getting wet.
Have a drink. Bring a book. Get it signed by Dominic Byrne and Rachel and Allard and Dave and me. Yes, Allard.
Can they bring magazines? Or does it have to
not
be
specialist
just like
magazines?
You pervert.
But no,
I've said no porn.
It doesn't have to be porn, but yes. It could be like, I don't know.
What, Smash Hits?
Empire magazine, that's quite cool. No.
What do you say no?
It's not a book.
It's a book
it's
signing.
A magazine.
What if you don't own a book? You
buy one!
Go to the library.
No, go to the library.
That's it, go
to the library.
Go to the charity shop.
Spend
50p.
And buy a book. And then you're donating to charity
too.
That's
exactly.
A very good idea.
See that? You've got books.
I've got books, yeah.
And by the way, The Joy of Sex and the Kama Sutra. No, we're not saying those either. People are going, well, that's not pornography. It is a book. Well, we'll just kick you out.
It's education.
What?
It's education.
Maybe for you, Sunshine, but I don't need a book like that.
If you check on our signing
I know
rules,
what I'm doing, Sunshine.
It says that we reserve the right to chuck out any weirdos we don't like the look of.
That's right.
So that gets us out of all problems.
Right, okay.
Thank you.
Can I stay?
Hey? Yeah, you're all right.
Okay.
You're paid to be there.
Can't wait till Alan's there. Nobody wants my autograph. They'll keep walking past me in it. I had one girl come up to me all excited. She thought I was Dominic.
The question I normally get is, they come up to me and go, oh, hiya. Oh, I love you on the show. Your tedious link is brilliant. that'd be Dave, actually, sorry, next door.
Oh, dear. I often get, oh, you're from Chris Moore's show. So, yeah. Oh, I think you're brilliant. What's it like working with Moylesy, that fat pig? Yeah, great, thanks. Anyway, it's half time on the show. It's a bit where Dave likes to say,
let's get ready to ramble!
See your face, you better disappear. The fire's in the eyes and the words are really clear. So beat it, just beat it. You better run, you better do what you can. Don't wanna see no blood, don't be a macho man. You wanna be tough, better do what you can. So beat it.
I love that. The people who hate the show, who listen every day. What are you doing at book signing? You're not famous. Why are you texting? You often just text random non-famous people.
Who said we have to be famous anyway? Yeah. It's our game, our rules, shut up.
My mate has got a porn Bible. He'll be really upset he can't come to the book signing. It's just ridiculous. And many people say, well, few idiots. Why are you not doing it, signing any Bibles or porn? Well, the Bible thing, just because I don't want the book signing. The book signing is religion-free. You know? I don't want to get bogged down with the whole religion thing.
That can be all religions, can't it? Not just, you know, Bibles, Quran and stuff, you know.
Oh, okay, seriously. I wouldn't go down that road if I were you.
Okay.
Okay.
I've been asked it, actually, believe it or not.
I know.
I'm sorry, but Alan, I love the fact that you go, you know, you're trying to walk down that religious route. You're so non-religious. Just see Alan there tonight going, I'm not signing this. That's well out of order. Alan, that's a copy of Kerrang. That's completely different. It's got Ozzy Osbourne on the front cover.
There's a fantastic story, which we can't tell, actually.
Well, then don't set it up.
About who?
No, I'll tell you after. No,
okay, right. Anyway, the reason that it's no porn is because it's more for Rachel than myself. But Bear in mind, I was born and bred in Leeds, and I know what Leeds people are like, and I know there's going to be at least one, if not maybe 50, smart arses from Leeds in the Burberry caps and their old Leeds United Strongbow shirt coming up going, "Hello, Rachel, will he sign that?" And I write a big, massive copy of Razzle right in front of her on the centre pages.
I shall get them ejected.
Well, that's why no porn tonight. I know that people would do that, because I probably would have done.
No rude things.
Right.
What do you mean, would have done?
Please come to the book signing tonight. Met Bar in Leeds, 5:30 to 6:30. We'll have a laugh. Should be good. Oh, and Greyhead's going to be there as well.
There's a bonus for you. Get queuing early.
But, you know, there are fans of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I bet you tonight there's at least one girl who goes, "Oh, my God, it's Alan, I don't believe it. Oh, you're bloody gorgeous. Give us a kiss." At which point, you'll probably run a mile.
You know,
Chris, what's that? Oh, that's a Leeds girl.
Really?
Yeah.
You have to kiss. I can't
remember. Is that a girl? Yes, it is, Alad.
All physical contact, Alad, is at your own discretion.
Can I just say, by the way, somebody texted in, some girl, saying, "I've got 34D breasts. Will you sign those?" Listen, that's at the discretion of the person and the team. And as far as it comes to me, if you're cute with it, then yes. But if you're a heifer, no.
Plus, also, if you put them between a cover, technically it counts as a book.
Oh, Dave.
Or being a pop-up book.
It could be like a bookmark.
No, do you know what I mean? I mean, that's the way I look at it.
I see people dressed as books. Afternoon, everybody.
If you put a cover around it, we'll sign it.
Hang on a second. Can you? So if I've got a book, you can get one breast. No, look, it's possible to get. Look, one breast between the pages of a book. Look,
yeah, there you go.
Sign that for me, big boy.
You look like you're milking it.
And by the way, we won't do any. There's no kissing. Can't have a kiss. There's none of that. Again, unless you're really fit. So, you know, any of the local lap dancers are more than welcome. But actually fit ones, because there's a few ropey ones. And I... Which one's Alad, then? Is that you? And I...
Run a mile.
You'll like it, though. The people in Leeds are very friendly.
Are they?
Yeah.
Cool. I've got Where's Alad as well. I'll be meeting them tomorrow morning as well.
Yeah, good luck. Chris, can you move the book signing to 7 instead? Because I don't finish work until 6:30. Andy in Leeds. Mate,
nope.
I can't. I'm sorry. It gets 5:30 to 6:30, I'm afraid. I mean, the simple reason for that is obviously, you know, if we do it at 7 to 8, then we're eating into serious drinking time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So we're all going to go for a drink afterwards.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Where do you want to go?
Well, vodka bar, but...
Vodka bar.
That's not
where are we going to go?
There's some good vodka bars in Leeds.
Yep.
Can't we go to karaoke?
No.
Is there anywhere we can go?
Not at 7 o'clock, Rachel.
I'll take them to... Well, what's that place? DV8, is that what it's called?
Yeah, that's your
like
sort of thing.
DV8. Yeah, that's a good vodka bar there.
That sounds good.
Mm. What's the other one? Is it Purple Door or some Purple
The one where your brother used to work?
Well, no, yeah, but before it...
Before it changed hands,
yeah,
so to speak.
Exactly, yeah. We'll take you to one of those establishments.
Is there a rhino thing?
So
what?
Well, it depends.
A rhino
on, depends
thing.
Who's working tonight, to be honest. But is there a peppermint hippo, you mean?
That's the one.
No. There's one in it. I think there's a spearmint rhino in Harrogate.
Harrogate?
Yeah, but that's Harrogate, it's Harrogate. Actually. If you're posh, you live there, it's Harrogate. But that's a completely different thing altogether. Rachel's just written me a note.
Shall I just tell you?
Which is like SA long.
It probably is a bit long, actually, isn't it?
Hang on, I'm only on the third paragraph.
We've got Leeds and Reading tickets to give away for Car Park Catch Race.
Brilliant.
I need to be in Leeds or Reading.
Right, okay. Well, you can do that when you do your Rachel bit.
Okay.
It's the one bit that you do on the link. And you're interrupting to go, "Did you know we mention that?" That's your job.
Okay.
We don't do the Car Park Catch Race in this link.
Okay.
It's all you.
You're going to
fuck it up. Dude, will you sign my... Right, no, that's a very good point. Now, Dave was saying that if a good-looking, top-heavy lovely puts one of her booms in between the pages of a book, that you say that's okay. And there's a bloke just texted
in. Yeah, I've realised there is a flaw with this.
Yeah.
But if I can refer you back to the rules of the book signing, which will be clearly displayed in the Leeds Metropolitan Bar, we sign only what we want to sign, and all weirdos will be ejected.
Right, yeah, we need to say this now. Certain people are texting certain things in. If I slap it down on the counter, will Rachel sign it? Yes, if it's a book, that is.
Mm.
Okay? So, books only. this could be
scary.
A disaster. This could turn into a porn fest tonight. Look, Dominic's looking really excited. He's jumping up and down. He can't wait. He's been married for a few years. He hasn't seen any action for ages.
Just refer to the rules as well. No ball games. It says that quite clearly.
Right, okay. No bald games for Dominic. Yeah. Right, 5.30 to 6.30, we'll sign books for an hour. It's the first ever signing we're doing. The Met Bar in Leeds. Be there tonight from 5.30. Rachel!
The lines are now open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. Today we have Leeds or Reading tickets to give away, so you need to be in a car park in Leeds or Reading, know your catchphrases, and be in a car.
That was lovely.
Words of my own. I love them. So pleased that they're back. Embrace and Gravity, which comes out next week. Please go and buy it. Get Embrace back in our hearts. It's 9.25. Joe Wiley's here in 35 minutes. More Reading and Leeds tickets to be won. And hopefully we'll talk to a person in Reading and a person in Leeds for this morning's car park catchphrase. Later on this morning. Dogs don't kill people, rabbits do. Look at my hutch, it's painted blue. Check it out. Whoppers.
Whoppers.
Whoppers. Whoppers.
Whoppers.
Whoppers. Thank you. Gotta love that, haven't you?
Great record.
Guns don't kill people. Rabbits do. I like dogs don't kill people. Rabbits do. I like that. Let's get news and sport from Dominic and Shirley. It's 9.30.
More good grades in the GCSEs.
As United enter the Rooney race. BBC Radio
1. Newsbeat. GCSEs are out in England and Wales this morning. They show more pupils than ever. Are you right there? It's 9.34.
Yes, I'm fine.
You were clambering over the desk.
Everyone, close your eyes for a sec, Dom.
Okay.
Do I close them?
Just close your eyes.
Ow!
Dogs don't kill people, rabbits do. Jules, what are you doing for the weekend then?
Oh, I'm going to the athletics tomorrow night, so hopefully she'll run.
Yeah, that would be great.
And
Paula.
Tonight I'm going to the Ouzo Bar to try some of the local drink.
How many athletes have you copped off with?
None. I don't do things like that.
Come on.
I haven't done anything.
Come on, you're a sportsman whore. Oh, you love your sports people. Come on, how many? Four?
No.
Five?
No.
Six?
You're sick.
Seven?
No.
No, how many?
None. Zero. Okay. Ne point.
What about your friend Ben that you're always shoving your breasts in his face?
Ben's tied up with his girlfriend at the moment.
Oh, you kinky devil. You say I'm a bit funny, fruity. This week we're going to Leeds, which is the place of Chris's birth. It gave us Jimmy Savile and Chris's massive girl. Live at the Leeds Festival, there's lots of famous bands. But the only thing that interests Chris are all the bloody food stands.
Hello, I've been again. I'm from Bolton. Come on, Team GB.
Show, National
Radio 1. Is that a girl? They play that song on the radio in Los Angeles all the time. I know that, Rachel.
I need to say hello to my cousin. She's back from her honeymoon.
Tell you
in
what,
LA.
I'll tell you what, let's move on, shall we? Let's No, go on.
Hello, Katie.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Tell you who we had to say hello to.
Who?
We didn't say this at the beginning of the show.
Who?
Grant, who does a lot of the music for the show.
Yeah.
Lives out in LA. And every morning at 7 o'clock, he listens online.
Morning, Grant.
So he'll hear this tomorrow or 7 o'clock Friday morning LA time.
That's what my cousin does. It's really weird. She said it's her birthday.
Why tomorrow?
Because with the time difference. Right, he listens to it at 7. He puts it on exactly 5 to 7.
Yeah.
So we say it's 10 to 8, and it is 10 to 8. But he'll hear that.
Oh, I see.
Tomorrow morning. So what time is it now in LA?
2:43 in the morning.
Right. So he'll hear this.
No, it's not. It's 1:43.
Right. So he'll hear this 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. He'll hear this in that, you know, 6, 7 hours time or something. Is that right?
6 hours. Yeah.
Good.
That's not tomorrow, then, is it? It's later on today.
Well, you know what?
Whatever.
I know what he means. It's there next day.
That's the most complicated.
It's there today.
Well, I suppose it's Thursday.
All right, so it is then.
It's there today.
So it is Thursday morning at night at quarter to ten.
What you're trying to say is that they listen to
us. Oh, here we go.
Our Thursday bell. On their...
No.
Thursday.
Thank you.
David.
Leave it now.
It's time for Car Park Catchphrase. And here's your host, Chris Miles.
Good morning, Car Park fans.
Roy Walker is here, the legend of Car Park Catchphrase. Right, okay.
He's quiet today, isn't he?
I haven't said hello to him. Say hello to him.
Hello, Roy.
Hello to you.
Aww. You can ask him anything you want.
How are you, Roy?
Good morning.
I've got a friend, right, who lives in Devon.
Oh, no.
What are you hoping he'd say?
I was hoping he'd say that he knew someone that lived there too.
No. Dominic, you ask him a question about a location.
Once, Roy, I stuck a spoon in my eye.
Good morning.
Hello. He's not playing ball, is he?
No, he's not.
Roy, what's the English translation of bonjour?
Oh, no.
He's all over the
shop. You're not good with him, are you? Anyway, Roy, we're going to Leeds today.
I have a friend who lives there.
Have
That's
you?
What I wanted him right, to say yeah. about the Devon thing.
And the fork.
And if you want, we're doing a book signing tonight. You're more than welcome to join us.
I'm good, thanks.
Okay, all right, suit yourself. It was just an idea. Allard is apparently not staying for the whole weekend.
I have to say, Allard's getting above his station.
He is, yes. I think we're about taking him to a really rough area of Leeds tonight, find the roughest pub we can, and send him in wearing a Manchester United shirt.
I like the sound of that.
I bet you do. See, it's easy to talk to him. Roy, introduce contestant number one.
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris, it's Neil from Leeds.
Hey! Someone had ring main on then. Oh, that was a bit... Howl back, you see? Hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's well.
You don't want that, do you?
That's the ring main button. If you ever get a job here, Neil, when you put your colours in the air, you want to take the ring main button off.
Right.
where are you from, mate?
I'm from Leeds.
I have a friend who lives there.
he has a friend who lives there.
I know him well.
Do you really?
Yeah, we drink a lot together.
Shut up.
Okay. What do you do, Neil?
I work in IT.
In IT? Oh, lovely. That's computers and things.
It is.
Yeah, lovely. Working on them. And who do you work for?
KPMG.
KPMG. They're brilliant.
They are, aren't they?
Yeah, that's better. Hey? I love them. What are you driving?
Renault Megane.
Ooh, nice wheels.
2 days old.
Yeah. What is it really?
It is, yeah.
Brand the car or the wheels?
both.
Brand new or second hand?
Brand new.
Ooh, but how much was that?
I got a good deal. My mate works at Dixon's.
At Dixon's? They don't sell Renault Megane.
They say tellies
and videos and stuff.
Yeah.
They got the old car, I see.
That's a funny joke, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Shut up. Where you parked?
Henley Taps Car Park.
Where's Henley Taps Car Park?
In Headingley.
Oh, very nice. Okay, right. Do you know that area?
Do I?
Yeah.
No.
Well, you should do. There's a lot of students live around there who drink.
A lot of fit people.
Fit?
Yeah.
Yeah, and students who drink.
Yeah.
Anyway, stay... Oh, no, we need to hear your horn. That'll do. Nice and loud. You happy with that?
Very happy.
Good, all right then. Stay there then, please.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Crumpy git. Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hi, Chris, this is Dominique and I'm from Reading.
Hooray! Dominique from Reading.
She sounds lovely.
Well, yeah, well, she does. How old are you, Dominique?
I'm 24.
24.
She sounds lovely.
That's all right, Roy. You're just careful. What do you do, my darling?
I'm an area manager for a company called Select.
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 And what do they do?
Ladies' fashions.
The what?
Ladies' ladies' fashions.
Like tights and stuff.
Right.
She sounds lovely.
All right.
No, like bras and knickers.
Bras and knickers. Hey.
She sounds lovely.
Right, okay, whatever. And have you got a boyfriend, my darling?
I haven't, no. Right.
She sounds lovely.
I'll tell you what, Roy.
Horns at the ready.
No, so that's something completely different. Where are you driving?
I'm parked in the Oracle car park in Reading.
All right, that's lovely. And what are you driving?
A Peugeot.
A Peugeot, very nice. Oh, no, I was waiting for Roy to say something.
She sounds lovely.
Right, okay, good. Let's see your horn then, Dominique. That's meaty, Dave.
It's nice, isn't it?
When it comes to meaty horns,
solid.
Dominique's got one. Let's see yours again then, Neil. Okay, I'm going to put in slightly to the left.
The bills are looking at me funny.
Is there? Well, yeah, that's Leeds for you. Are you ready, Neil?
Yeah.
Are you ready, Dominique?
I am.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
All right, best of three. Good luck to the pair of you then, especially Dominique.
She sounds lovely.
Okay.
Shut up.
All right, sorry. Just playing the game. Calm down with you, my darling. Heart attack, all right. Mr. Fish is having some work done on his house. He's got a load of workmen in. All of the workmen seem very good, except for one who keeps messing up. And he's always moaning about his tools and things like that. Who was that, Dave?
I think that was Dominique.
Yes, Dominique?
A good workman never blames his tools.
Good workman never blames his tools.
Oh, it's good. But it's not right.
It's not right. It's almost there. Is Neil going to steal? Obviously not.
That's what it was as well. A good workman never blames his tools. No.
Oh, yes, Dominique?
A bad workman always blames his tools.
You're right!
Yay! You see what happened there, didn't you? All right.
He stole my answer.
Yeah, but he didn't get it right, though, did he? I'll tell you what. Hey, these are sharp, aren't they, Roy?
No, they're proper idiots.
Okay. Okay, I was expecting that.
Please, so, just cut them off.
No, you've got to give them a chance, all right? Okay, you're in the lead then, my darling, all right?
Yeah.
Okay, and you need this one to stay in the game, Neil.
Okay.
All right,
you're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
The neighbours of the Fish family are feeding their young son in the kitchen. The mother is actually feeding him with her hand, but for some reason he keeps biting her. Yes, Neil?
Don't bite the hand that feeds you.
Don't bite the hand that feeds you.
You're right!
Get it!
Very nice.
Match point, oh, equals Stevens.
It's neck and neck. This is great, isn't it?
Crikey. This is painful.
Look, I thought it was great. All right, so into the final one now. Are you ready? You're playing for tickets for Reading or Leeds, right?
Let's have it.
Where would you like to go, Neil?
Leeds.
Where would you like to go, Dominique?
Reading.
All right, okay, I'll tell you.
How did these two get through?
I've no idea. Okay, Neil, who do you want to see at the festival?
50 Cent in the Streets.
50 Cent in the Streets.
Good choice.
Well, not really. He wants to see the streets, unless he's into novelty. Dominique, who are you looking forward to seeing?
Darkness.
Okay.
Is this person for real?
Yeah, she is, yeah. All right, here we go, then this is it.
You're both back in play. Here's another car park catchphrase.
Mr. Fish looks like he's doing a long-distance walk for charity with Ian Botham. They've got a Big Mac map with them, and they're trying to work out where to begin their fundraising charity walk. Mr. Fish is thinking they could begin at the office, or they could start the walk in the park.
Charity starts at home.
Charity starts at home?
Blimey. How did you get that?
I don't know. How did you get that?
Because I'm clever.
Because you're clever. Well, let's find out if you're right.
You're a winner.
You're getting. Wicked.
Well done then, Neil. Hang on. Dominique, my darling, I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay.
But listen, I'll tell you what I'll do. Do you really want to go to see the darkness at Reading?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
I tell you what. We'll send you a CD single of The Darkness.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Neil, well done.
Thank you very much, mate.
Right, you can go to the festival then this weekend, you and a mate.
Wicked.
All right. So you get to see 50 Cent and the Streets.
Wicked.
So, well, maybe. Have a great time. We'll see you over the weekend.
Cheers, mate.
Nice one. Bye.
Bye-bye.
There you go. All happy customers all round.
I think so.
Yes, I think so too, yes.
Thank you, Chris.
Oh, I knew that would happen. Roy, thank you, Roy.
Thank you, Chris. Mm. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
August Bank Holiday. The August Bank Holiday Weekend on Radio 1. Greenfield.
Come on. I'm a little bit worried about the Leeds Festival.
What, the weather?
No, not the weather, no.
Allard?
No, not Allard, no.
Dominic?
No, not Dominic. Shall I tell you?
Yeah.
Joe Wiley.
In what way?
Since she knew that I was going to Leeds, she's going to be in Leeds as well, she keeps looking at me with the kind of... The only way to describe it is a wry smile.
Right.
And she's either got some kind of tick or she's been winking at me.
I think she's probably got something in her eye.
Do you think so? I just think she... I think she's up for a bit.
I certainly don't think there's any physical attraction.
No. I think Joe, you know, she's looking at me now and she's going... She's dressing me with her eyes. She's putting me in some really nice gear.
She's looking at you in Breaking Wind. What was that noise?
No. It's not Breaking Wind. You know what I mean? She's thinking to herself, oh, what a hunk of burning love. That's what she's thinking.
Oh, what a mess.
You sound like Camp Cop.
Oh, I don't.
Is that Joe Wiley? Hey. What's on the show today, Joe?
Oh, Briggy will be here with the entertainment news.
Oh, will she now?
She'll be here.
Oh, but that's China.
And we'll probably be talking about the Leeds Festival.
We'll see you in Leeds tonight for the book launch signing thing. The book signing. It's not a launch. It's not a lunch. We'll have a book signing tonight, 5:30 in the Met Bar in Leeds. Have a great day. Live in Leeds tomorrow. Joe Wiley's next.
Okay, for starters, there is a look in my eyes. It's fear in my eyes.
No, it's love, lust.
I am dressing you as opposed to undressing you in my mind.
That's what I said.
And I would like an armed guard for my room, please. Any volunteers? Then, you know, Leeds, that's where we... Actually, I think we're in different hotels, Chris.
No, we're not anymore. I've moved
request.
You.
No.
I moved you, my darling. I tell you, you are staying in the Love Shack room of the Truss and Corset Hotel in Leeds with me. And I tell you, I've already made the sign which says, if the room is a-rocking, don't come a-knocking.
Till tonight, then.
The August Bank Holiday Weekend. One long week.